Yes.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Monday, October 28th, goes to a Brazilian man named Matheus Henrique Leroy Alves. He's 37 years old, and he is the daddy, the sperm donor, of a young two-year-old who suffers from a degenerative disease that causes muscle weakness called, I'm going to mess this up, spinal muscular atrophy? I think I did land that.
I don't know. Sounds good to me.
Now, the reason I call this man a daddy, a sperm donor, is because there's a difference between a daddy, a sperm donor, and an actual father. I feel like anybody can be a daddy, all right? That's just my baby daddy, okay? That's just simple biology. You put your penis in a woman, you shoot her club up, and you're somebody's daddy. But when you are somebody's father, okay, you are there every step of the way micromanaging your child's situation. There is nothing that teaches you love and empathy like having children, okay? You hurt when they hurt. You sick when they sick. When they sad, you're sad. When they are happy, you're happy. That's just the way it goes. And I don't know about how other parents handle it, but when I pray to God to keep divine protection around me and my family, I actually ask God to allow anything negative that could happen to my kids or wife, let it happen to me. Do you do that, Envy?
Yes.
Okay. And I know everyone has to walk their own journeys in life and your kids will face their own hardships. But if I could take on all of their hardships, I would, because that's what being a father is all about. Well, clearly, Matheus didn't get that memo because his son is suffering from this disease. And this disease requires that he take doses of a drug that costs 70 racks a pop. Yes, $70,000 a dose to help prevent the disease from advancing. Now, according to the New York Post, the family raised some money to keep their son alive. Okay, this is a GoFundMe I can get behind. Usually I see GoFundMes and I think to myself, go F yourself. Okay, but this is one I could actually get behind simply because I hate to see kids suffering and I hate when people can't get the treatment they need simply because they can't afford it, all right? Life or death shouldn't have a price tag attached to it. And clearly, a lot of other people felt that way too because they raised over $200,000 for this young man. That's great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would have been if the young man's daddy, his sperm donor, didn't blow through the money. Let's go to Joe Bartlett from WOR for the report, please.
A Brazilian man named Matheus Alves was arrested after he blew through money raised for his boy's medical treatments on drugs, parties, and whores. According to reports, Matheus was arrested after his wife noticed withdrawals from the account. The dad was busted at a luxury hotel where he had stayed as he tore through the money in parties, jewelry, and prostitutes, in addition to booze and drugs. He told the officer he'd been extorted, but authorities were unable to find any evidence of that attempt.
I really love writing those for Joe. I knew he was going to land horse. I just knew it. Now, this is sad for a couple reasons. Number one, this young man's daddy is selfish, and he chose pleasures of the flesh over his own flesh and blood. And secondly, if treatments are $70,000 a pop and you raise $200,000, there's absolutely no reason to spend all that money on hookers, especially in Brazil. Do you know how cheap hookers are in Brazil? Steven, I know you know, okay? No, seriously. I knew that, but this morning I Googled the different types and cost of hookers in Brazil. Everybody knows Brazil is one of the best locations in the world for sex, and you can always buy some booty on a budget. You can get Brazilian street hookers, okay? The price range from $50 to $150. That's banging on a budget. You might feel a little sleazy because it's street meat, but whatever. Now, if you want to feel less guilty, you can get a Brazilian escort girl. That's more convenient, and the quality of said girl is better. Definitely a more expensive option than the street hooker, but still the prices range from $100 to $300, and sessions are typically 1 to 2 hours, right? You know, who's going to do more than an hour, right? Either way, you're still not getting close to blowing $200,000. Now, you also have the Brazilian bar club girls, and, you know, you can spend some money here because you got to pay to get in the club. You got to buy a few drinks. It's probably where the drugs come into play because you're in the club, and this can cost depending on what club and the time of day, but prices are $15 to $50 to enter the club, and then they range from $100 to $350 to bring a girl back with you. Depending on how you negotiate. Even still, it sounds to me like drinks are the most expensive part of that whole situation, and you're still not getting close to blowing through $200,000. Now, if you start messing with the Brazilian massage brothel girls, that's where it gets pricey. Mm-hmm. Okay, oh, you know, huh, Steve?
Steve said,
Okay, Steve said,
I had one for 10 years.
You had one for 10 years? Oh, my God.
That's called a wife, Steve.
How you afford that working for Revolt?
That's called a wife, Steve.
Okay, now, you pay an entrance fee, and you get the all-inclusive package. It can be like $420 for a 40-minute session. Either way, $200,000, okay? You can pay for a whore's and your son's treatment if you care to. But clearly, Matheus didn't care to, and that's the problem. And this is another example of how anyone can be a daddy, but not everyone can be a father. Please give Matheus Alves the biggest hee-haw, please.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.